group of believers stands resilient despite being constant targets of violence. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new story in a long train of attacks against the Egyptian church reminds us that no matter what, the gospel isn't hindered, nor is our ability to pray. Plus, we're celebrating with the ministry realizing a hope long prayed for. In this case, more power means more lives impacted. But before we get to that, the Islamic State labeled Egypt's Coptic Christians as its favorite prey, and the recent uptick in violent attacks is proving that to be true. Over the last 6 weeks, 30 Christians were killed in a bus attack, followed by the mysterious murder of five others. Sat7's Albert Fawzi explains how the churches have responded.
The church leaders, I have heard this and saw this on social media, started to cancel all big events or church groups going for summer vacations or for big events like retreats or summer retreats and conferences.
The situation looks bleak, but believers haven't lost hope. Fawzi says the violence is causing people to turn to God for comfort.
Each time there is a new threat or dangerous news coming, you will see the church will be full of Christians and believers. This is encouraging to us, even though it's hard to imagine, and the threats will make people go and seek God even more, because you don't have anything to defend yourself or situation other than God's protection.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Pray wisdom for the production team as they seek to bring truth to the situation. Next, 3 years ago, Miriam Ibrahim was finally released from prison. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada recalls her story.
She was given a sentence of 100 lashes for committing adultery because she had married somebody that was not Muslim, a Christian by the name of Daniel, and she was also sentenced to death, hanging.
After an international outcry, she was eventually set free, but that still didn't mean she was totally out of danger.
It's still dangerous for her because there's those that, even though she's out of Sudan and in the United States, those that still would consider her somebody that deserves death under the radical Islamic doctrines.
And why does any of this matter now? Musselman says Ibrahim's perseverance is a powerful example to believers around the world.
She is speaking out for those that are in similar situations as hers, and then also bringing to light the fact that these things are happening.
And there's plenty of persecution for Miriam to shed light on.
Miriam's case is just one of many that are going around the world. It is still the plight of many women, Christian women around the world, and men as well, that are falsely accused and then having to face very horrific situations.
And it's finally finished. The Transworld Radio Bon Air Power Up Project has reached its funding goal of almost $4 million last week. Lauren Libby of Transworld Radio couldn't be more thrilled.
There are literally thousands of people who've prayed for this project over the last 3.5-4 years. There are literally thousands of people who have given sacrificially to make this happen.
And the new equipment means TWR can extend its signal across all of Cuba and into Brazil. That means thousands of people will now have access to Christian radio programming, including pastors.
They have not had a theological training, and so to be able to listen to programs that have systematic Bible teaching is very, very important. And a lot of them take notes and use those notes, turn right around the next week and share it with their house church.
But Libby knows that with such an opportunity for growth in the kingdom, there's also opportunity for spiritual warfare.
Hope is a very valuable commodity, particularly in the spiritual realm. And to pray that God would use this brand new resource to be able to be a source of hope, hope of encouragement, and that people would turn around and just share that with other people.
A dedication is slated for January 2018. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free book called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.